sahana bhavatu, sahanau punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu, mavidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Okay, so we are on Bhandarkar book 2, page 221 in the old book. The sentence that starts with sa
viddhamatraha. Okay. Are you recording, Carol?
Yeah, I record all of them. They're just none of them are making them online. But I still have, all the recordings. I think I have somebody that'll do it for me. I just don't have time. It's way behind. Oh, no, it's this. No, I don't have a cold. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Saha vidhamatraha swiyam divyam rupam prapa tataha prajabhushe pyat mana. Okay, which one is this?
Prajabhru, right?
Oh, it's hru.
Yeah.
It's very hard to say.
Hrushe, yeah.
Prajahushe api atman. I think this had a translation in the back, in fact. Upachakrushe jaya sammohana akhyam astram dadau.
It's astram, sure.
Astram.
Oh, you said that. Sorry.
Astram dadau. So, here in the first part, Swiyam Divyam Rupam, well, let me start from the start. Saha Viddhamatra, and Viddhamatra it says at the bottom, Matra, when you attach it to something, it just says, just by the mere fact of something. And Vidh, I think, that I actually looked this up, is that from Vyad?
Vid.
This is from Vid.
It's wounded. It's
Vid with the aspirate.
Isn't it a PPP?
Yeah. It's a PPP, yeah. Right? Yeah, but the derivation of the PPP is from the root Vyad, is it not?
Is it?
Or Vyad plus Akta.
Just a minute. It could. It's possible.
I didn't even know that.
Part. No, that is possible. Did you look it up, Kiki?
I did look it up.
Ah, well.
Good, then you know.
Good, then you
but
know.
But I looked it up and I'm not sure.
Okay, but it could...
It's possible that I looked it up wrong.
It could be that. It could also be just vid.
Ah.
But vid
so I means... Thought vid just to pierce.
The root vid...
Has a few meanings.
It does have a few meanings. But let me look at vid, because it could be vid, but I think Kiki's right. It takes some prasarana.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That would be E.
Yeah.
Vyad.
Oh, yeah.
Fourth pair smaipada.
Yes.
To hit strike, it is Vyad. We ought to mark that down.
Good job.
Good job. Everybody see that the structure is from with the samprasarana, right?
Yeah. But there's also the added because it becomes a PPP.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So saha viddhamatraha. So viddhamatraha would mean merely being hit. Or
like, or you can say merely or only or simply, only. Like merely wounded, simply wounded,
okay, right.
Or only wounded.
Right. So
instead of killed.
He being right. Merely wounded, swiyam divyam rupam prapta, found his own beautiful self. So swiyam divyam and rupam are. So swiyam, I think, is from...
could also be divine self, right? Divya?
Right.
Divya can also mean beautiful. Yeah, because he's a Gandharva, so he got his divine form, his celestial form.
And swiyam, so tell me if this is correct. The swa is the pronoun, and then you add the e of tathita, affix.
You can even look up... actually, I think that's true, but you can look up Swiya even in the...
Oh, I know. I was just trying to... Because I thought this whole chapter is about datitas and how the words are
it
formed.
Is.
Yeah.
Is the only reason.
But that's true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Sviya is a word by itself, but...
Right.
But the formation.
It's a formation.
Right.
That's
yeah,
that's Sviya.
Yeah.
And then Divyam is from Div, which is 4P, to shine, and then...
You know what, it could be a tadita, but unless it says that in here, I think we have to keep that as a question mark. Because you have to get to... What is even the verbal root of swa? I'm not sure. There's some roots that don't have a verbal root.
Oh, I see.
Could it be like su?
Which would take some time on...
I just don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's...
swa. It's interesting, even if I take swa, there's no... There are a few, like upasargas and things like that, and also a few nouns, I forget the name of them, that you can't get them back to a verbal root. Here's a swa, no, namrita plural. I don't know. So let's just keep it as a question mark and not just don't assume what it might be.
But we can't even assume that if we take swa as given, that swiyam is a tatita also.
No, you know why?
Because a tatita has to come from the root.
Yeah, you see, there are, for crits
are from the root. Yeah.
Crits are from the root, but there are many crits that come from a given root, so Sviya could as well be a crit. I have no idea.
Okay.
That's all. So
okay.
I just don't want us to assume it. We have to talk to somebody who knows.
Okay.
Whoever that might be. Maybe Brahma Prakashan and the...
Yeah.
She might know. You see what I'm saying, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
okay.
Divyam, can we say, comes from Div?
Yeah.
And so, would Divya then be would Divyam then be a crit?
Oh, would it be a crit? It probably would be a crit because there's no no vriddhi letter or anything to indicate tadita, you know.
So just a mere addition of the ya to the root.
Yeah.
Okay.
The divine world, anything divine, has a lot of different meanings.
Yeah, it can be beautiful too.
Yeah, it can be beautiful also.
Translation.
But I would use divine or celestial just because he's a Gandharva. He's a celestial being. Yeah.
And then rupam. Rupam, I didn't look up what the what is the root for that, I don't know, but...
For rupam? Probably root.
I didn't
because there's the long u there, and there's not very many rules that would make a short u become a long u. It would take guna or vriddhi, right? So if you want to, the first thing you would try is long u. So let me try that. In fact, I put three u's there. So rup. To form, figure, represent, exhibit. Right?
Yeah. And so then there's just the O added to that.
Yeah,
too.
Which is very common.
Right.
But when the U is long, when there's a long penultimate vowel, it's not going to take guna or vriddhi. It's only short penultimate vowels that take guna or vriddhi. It's kind of the far-reaching rule that we've learned even in the formation of verbs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then this is a crit.
It's definitely a crit.
Crit
is yeah.
And then proper is proper. Actually, I didn't look at proper. Is that a PPP attained?
Mm-hmm.
I know it means
that would be
perfect. Propta. Oh, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
From
and we had it before. Remember,
we had that last lesson.
I wasn't here last time.
Oh, that's right.
Prop is the root.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Op is the root.
Well, it's like pra and op.
Yeah. Op no tea.
Oh yeah, of course. Okay. And so that's
obtained.
Just perfect. Okay.
Yeah, it's just the third person singular.
Okay, so he having merely been injured or hit, gained his divine form. And then tataha. Now there was something for this in the back. I think it was a prajnu. I haven't written it
Oh, did you find something for that?
There was something in the back. I thought, oh, that's what it is.
I think I know what the form is. I just don't know
what
the root
for?
Is. The Praja Ruche?
It's the same as Chakruche?
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I know it's a participle.
It's a perfect participle in the
dative. It's a perfect participle active in the dative, but what is the root?
Hre.
It's just hre?
Oh yeah, with pra, hre. It takes
the ja is part of the reduplication.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was going to kill me.
Hre goes to ja hre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then ra becomes ra when it takes the ushe ending. Sandhi. Right?
Yeah.
So the ushe ending is for the...
That's the active participle. It's the active perfect active participle is what it is. And there's this whole lesson is just
filled
almost
with it.
Every sentence has one of those. So now I understand those really well.
Now it's nice to be able to see it, right?
Yeah, I can get it. And I had to figure out how we form. I went back to look up how you form it.
Right.
So that I could understand the whole thing.
Yeah.
The perfect active participle.
If you look on page,
you know what? It's in here too.
217.
Well, if you look in Vindarker, I can tell you where it is. It's on
217.
217 4E. Talks about how it's formed.
So you even see,
actually, this one, you know what? Goldman had a very nice
thing on the perfect.
On the perfect and the formation of the perfect participle as well. The perfect participle, the lipped.
Mm-hmm.
Masculine stem is formed by adding worms. So this was 4E, you said?
Yeah, it's 4E.
We'll
look at number 4, and then that's the start of the perfect active participle, however they call it. And then it tells
you the active participle of the perfect, right?
And if you look at E, it tells you how it's formed.
Yes. We've seen this before, right?
I don't remember this. But we probably have seen it. But I don't remember that you take the perfect third person plural.
It says that that's an Antoine, that kind of thing.
Okay, he Vindarker says it.
Yeah, but
he tells you how to form it.
Oh, he does. Let me see.
Yeah,
he says the form of the third person plural of the perfect should be taken as the base.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what I needed to understand how you're getting that sha there,
the e of the feminine,
and how you get the form.
And what was the form of the third person plural?
It's uhu. Or ush, you know.
Ush.
And that's where we get the sha. That then...
It changes to sha.
It comes to... It, and it becomes to... what do you call it? Doesn't it actually go to... I think I'm saying it wrong. It
goes to sha because of the u.
Right, but isn't it actually coming from vas? Isn't
this
a vas? Yeah. So if you take the third person plural, you just get the hru, right? And then you add the yes to it. Is that right?
Vas becomes with samprasarana becomes ush. Vas becomes ush.
Right.
With samprasarana.
Yes.
And it's the weak form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so Goldman describes it a different way. He says you add vams.
Vams is the strong form. There's three forms.
Yeah.
Vams is the strong form for the first five inflections. But ush, taking some prasarana, is the weak form.
I see.
I think vad is the middle form.
Okay, so he only talks about the vams, which is the strong form, and he doesn't talk about...
I just think of vas.
Vams is for the strong form.
Because you get some of that, you get those weird forms, vamsam. And stuff like that in the weak forms.
Yeah. Not the strong forms.
Strong forms, right.
Okay.
What does it mean? Where are we? Oh, we're still working through, I see.
Okay, so then it's just a pro,
pra and
affix, and then jahrushe, api atmana. And then
Atmanaha,
sorry. Maybe it was so then the Upachakrushe is also
exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Yep.
And then the upa is the addition, and the cha is a reduplication for the kra. And then, okay.
Kre.
Sorry. To do. So that is also perfect active participle, and that's in dative.
Mm-hmm.
So then, what would this, so in data from prajahrushe would mean, what does it mean?
I don't know. It means to be,
to
be hit.
Or wounded.
The wounded. So in the perfect active participle of that would mean just like wounded.
It yeah, just,